Alrighty.
Here's your drinks. Put them in.
All right.
Drink them up.
Yeah.
Yup.
Are you actually not supposed to swallow toothpaste?
Loud, dude.
Oh, you're putting your mouth, right? So it's like
mouthwash.
Just don't drink a lot of it.
Why are you asking?
Why not?
I'm the one asking the questions. Don't.
If I've run out of beer,
technically,
for some reason,
I think you're allowed like half the bottle before like you start getting tummy ache or something. Actually, don't drink half a bottle.
Something about fluoride. Somebody said something once. Making the frogs gay or something.
You can like drink a little bit, but don't start.
You're too much fluoride.
You guys get fluoride at the dentist?
Yeah. It's like the fluoride water.
No wonder.
Dude, the dentist is a fucking scam. Don't go to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Scam.
Have you gotten your wisdom teeth removed?
Nope.
Me neither.
Shake my hand.
Me neither, dude.
Shake my hand.
Oh. Every time I go.
Have you gotten your wisdom teeth removed?
I don't know.
you would know, dude. You would know.
I don't want these guys to make fun of me.
You want to find out?
Open that.
Let me see them.
Open that gullet. Oh, they're in there.
He's still got them.
You can't see that
deep.
He still
has baby teeth.
You got baby teeth in there.
Half-inch gap between each tooth.
Hey, I could be LC. He only got three.
Right. He's making work.
Boop. Yeah, true. Yeah.
So I didn't get it. So I can eat the toothpaste. I swallow it when I'm done.
You were talking to him on that one.
I was just asking the room.
I would say go for it. I'd say yeah.
Thank you.
Like, thumbs up out of me.
Thank you. I just want to say, ever since I put the Sixers on, they're now up by 11. Just saying.
So you have to keep them on now.
Right. You run out of toothpaste? No.
Oh, that's
you lose
like
your toothbrush. You just take a little bit of toothpaste.
Dude, give me that.
Use your finger. Use your finger. Yeah. Swish it around, bro. Yeah, get a little shake.
Lemon juice.
You just stir it around a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in a pinch, if you're at a person's house and you don't have your toothbrush. What was that all right. for?
I just burped. It tastes like tequila.
What are we eating?
It's time for Wing Wednesday, but before we do that, Wang, I got something for y'all. I don't have anything.
It better be named that player.
It's not. I have homework.
Homework?
This is bullshit.
What?
As you know.
I already take classes.
I have a day job.
This is not real homework.
Okay.
So, as you know, we did a poll a couple days ago about an album.
Yeah.
We did four choices.
Check out our Instagram, see the polls.
Yes, do that. Anyway. Yeah, we do polls a lot, so you should check out the Insta.
Voting polls, stripper polls, fishing polls.
Yep. So the albums were To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar. We got MMLP by Eminem. Mm. We got Get Rich Die Trying by 50 Cent. And then...
Nobody voted on that
shit. Oh, Drake Views. Views by Drake.
Views by Drake.
It was a clear winner of To Pimp a Butterfly. So...
Yeah.
This is proof.
Now,
you guys,
let me be a little critic.
What?
There wasn't any context.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what we were talking about.
Put the albums up there.
There's not supposed to be context.
It was also a falsified vote.
What are you talking about?
You had To Pimp a Butterfly in the background.
Yeah, because it was cool.
You didn't even give the other albums a chance.
That's not true.
They didn't have
a
chance.
A skewed vote.
They didn't have a chance.
I mean, what did you vote for? Did you vote?
Yeah, I did.
What did you vote for?
I'm not telling you.
Why? It's over.
That's going to be our next president.
See,
I'm not telling
I thought
you who
told
I voted
you what
for.
I voted.
I'm a Democrat.
Let's not get into that. Who did you vote for, Jose? Not president.
What year?
Tell him.
What?
What
year? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the album.
We've only been alive so long.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not telling you, dude.
All right, whatever. Mark, will you tell me?
All right.
No.
I'll tell you what. To Pimp a Butterfly is obviously the best album on that list.
I'll tell you.
It's not. That's not what the list is for, though.
I didn't vote for 50 Cent. I'll tell you
what was the list for?
It was, this is what I'm trying to get to.
Get there.
But you stupid bitches.
I'll make you get there.
What?
Two strokes.
Yeah, something about
four.
Polls.
All right, so we did a poll, and it said, what do you want to hear us talk about?
Okay.
There
so,
words?
I didn't read that.
Yes. So next week, since To Pimp a Butterfly won, you guys have to, even if you've listened to it, you got to listen to it between now and next episode, and I need you to give me listen to me.
I'm so fucking locked in right now, it hurts my head.
You need to give me your top three songs.
I already know.
Listen, Sean, at first I loved you, but now I just want to fuck.
Huh?
I already know my favorite songs.
Come on, bro.
Wait, I'm not done. I'm not
I already know
I'm
my favorite songs.
Stop! You still have to listen to it.
Okay.
All right, so top three songs.
Late Nights Thinking of You.
Yo, dude.
Holy shit. Sorry.
Top three songs. Least favorite song. Favorite bar.
Oh.
That's it.
And that's what I've been saying.
Not right now. Least favorite Next song. Week. Run through it again. Listen to
I'll
it.
Go through a
real
list.
Deep. Real deep. I'm going to listen to it too. And then we're going to talk about it. So.
Sounds good. I said.
Yo.
Oh,
yo.
Turn off the
yo,
mic.
Yo.
Turn off the mic.
Bro, stop.
All right. But wait.
We're going to get copyrighted.
I said like a while back that that was one of my favorite albums ever.
I know you did. So you're welcome.
So.
And now he has
I don't,
a boner.
I have, and now I have a boner and now I don't even have homework.
Is that why you're sitting like that?
This guy's homework's already done. Is what he's saying.
No, you have to. All right, if you
he could give you answers to all that right now.
Yeah, well, we're not doing that. Right so now. Let's
I could do the song thing, but not the bar.
All right, so listen to the whole album. You got to get your least favorite as well. Don't forget that.
That's a tough one. I think I know it though.
All right.
For free?
Wing Wednesday.
Yo, there's no way. There's no way that's the worst one.
Leave it for next week. Wing Wednesday. Who's got one?
All right, I got one.
He said he wanted to split the room.
I want to split the room really quick.
When he walked in here.
All right. I have. They're both related, and they're not sports related.
Good.
It's about food and it's about fast food.
Okay.
And my question for everybody is, what is your favorite fast food burger? Now, there's gonna be two different categories. All right.
Okay.
There's gonna be best burger of all of them. And then there's going to be best value / what do you get the most?
Can we add a factor to it and just take out one option and that option being Five Guys? And then...
Why are we taking out Five Guys?
Because I feel like that's like...
Tequila hits me like a truck, dude.
Wait,
up.
What's the spicy part of this?
What is the spicy part of this?
Is I it just, your choice? Or are you just out of question?
I just want to know.
I oh, just, okay, okay. If we all come to a... Because I... Whatever. I
you think Five Guys is the best.
Is the best, but it's not for the best value.
Well, that's where you're wrong.
Five Guys is
oh,
really
see,
expensive.
See, I thought these guys would agree with me. All right,
I agree with you.
Okay, okay, okay.
Ooh,
I love
man.
Five Guys. I already split the room.
Yeah! Wait.
Don't leave me hanging.
Oh, I know where they're
it's
going.
Shake Shack.
I know.
I gotta preface this, though, because... Preface? Whatever. On my ride here... On my ride here... So I take the New Jersey Turnpike every day.
Whoa, spoiler.
Sorry.
Docs.
And
I'm pulling them over.
Every day. I take it every day. I actually live there. Anyways.
I live on the turnpike.
I'm not going to say when.
I'm the troll.
But at some point on my ride, there is a Shake Shack that I didn't know was there that I now know is there on the New Jersey Turnpike. And I'm getting that next week if I have time.
On the turnpike?
It's new. They just redid all those freaking service stations.
I didn't know.
Oh,
yeah, one of the service
stations
has a Shake Shack. I'm getting that next week if it's open.
This isn't in my pick here, but underrated. Roy Rogers.
Never had it.
Where the hell do you get that?
Dude, the only places that Roy Rogers were ever at were fucking service stations.
Where? Around us?
Yeah. They used not anymore for some reason.
There used to be service stations.
I couldn't even tell you where there is a Roy Rogers anymore.
There probably ain't.
Dude, they had a condiment bar. You can take as many pickles as you like.
Wow.
Oh, with pickles at it, too? You could take, like, handfuls?
Damn.
I was putting them in my pockets. Take
Ew,
go.
Dude.
Anyway.
All right, lost
I
me
think,
there.
Well, me and Sean agree.
So
when,
you guys think it's Five
so
Guys?
You think,
so we'll do the, not value first, we'll do
the best. Can I give you my reasoning?
Yeah.
I didn't have Shake Shack. Until I was probably like 21, 22.
So there's not many around us.
It's not even a nostalgia thing. It's just it's what I had. I guess so. It's just what I had first. Like a Five Guys burger when I was like 12 years old. Fucking took me to bed, dude. I slept with that thing.
You went to bed wait. You went to bed with Five Guys?
Buns and all.
Buns and all, dude. No, I just enjoyed that for a long, long part of my life, and then I got Shake Shack when I was like 22 for the first time, and I was like, "This is pretty good." I still think Five Guys is better, dude.
Dude, When I get Shake Shack, I'm making love to that burger.
It's an occasion. Crazy. It's an occasion.
It's actually an event. When me and Isaiah used to live together, it was like a date, dude.
It honestly was.
We were like locked eyes. We're like,
yeah, man, it's that time of the month.
Dude, we literally were like, this is a once a month. It's not that close. So it's kind of like a plan ahead type of deal. We're like,
isn't it in Cherry Hill?
Shake Shack. Yeah.
That's cool. That close.
Driving to Cherry Hill.
I think I had it for the first time with you guys. I think I was like 23. I think I was like 22 or 23. I think I was with you guys. It was the first time I had it. I'm not even lying.
It's something else.
Yeah, it's just so good with the shake.
But I think we're just talking burgers, though.
I know. Straight up burger. But straight up burger, regardless, I think that Shake Shack has the best flavor out of all the burgers.
I like now, Shake Shack's cheese fries. I know it's not Burger Sean. I'm sorry, but I like the cheese fries.
Shake Shack's a really good restaurant outside of that, too. Dude, but
the worst thing at Shake Shack, I think, is the fries.
Aren't they just crinkle fries?
They're just crinkle fries. There's no salt or anything on them.
Cheese there's salt on them. Cheese on them. Sometimes. I think they're good.
The Five Guys fries, just straight up, are better.
Oh, my God. They're
the Five Guys fries are really good.
So good.
Yeah, we're not talking fries.
All right, we're not.
We're not talking fries.
Get back.
Yeah, listen. The Shake Shack burger just has better... The burger itself has better flavor. What I'll say is that I'll give you guys some credit. Shake Shack. Five Guys is really good. But what Five Guys is missing is that their burger is charred more. But it's charred so much that I think it loses a little bit of flavor. And Five Guys burgers aren't as juicy and just... mouth-watering.
We have to do a taste test.
I think mm-hmm. Five Guys get them both. Is messy.
I think they're both messy. They're both, I'm not gonna lie, bro. They're messy guys, burgers.
There's something beautiful about them. That mess of tinfoil that it comes out of, though.
Something
I know what you're talking about.
Something I like about. I don't know what kind of cheese they put on the Five Guys burgers. Dude. The cheese on the Five Guys burgers is better. I'll give them that.
So that's like
it's not the burger.
That's the premise for me because I think with the Smash Burger. Because of how smashed it is, you get more of the cheese flavor. And that's what I like.
Are we talking Smash Burger like the actual...
No, I'm place? Talking about Five Guys or Smash.
Actually a burger for the cheese?
Bro, I'm
that's
talking
just,
about the
just said.
The consistency between, dog. I'm not saying I eat it for the cheese. I'm
I
saying...
eat it for the consistency of cheese.
Oh, my God. He's putting words in my mouth, bro. Just like
just
he did against did. Cake versus ice cream. Like,
I'm
he just makes shit
what
up.
You just said. I'm repeating what you said.
That's literally not what I said.
You said... when it's a smash burger, you like it amplifies the taste of cheese.
Yeah, it does. So what is, that's not what you said, though.
That's what you said, and that's what I said.
No, it's not. You said I eat it for the consistency of cheese.
Well, that's what you said after.
I literally didn't.
It's recorded.
We'll go back.
Regardless.
I'll be taking this to the judge.
Anyway, Five Guys is better.
Shake Shack has... me.
Shake Shack has me too, but it's by a little bit. I will fuck up a Five Guys burger still.
So is that your top two?
Those are probably my top two. All right. Wait. So let's transition. If we're talking value, right?
Shake Shack's a little cheaper.
Shake Shack is also a little cheaper, yeah. Right. But if you're just getting a burger from a fast food restaurant,
fine.
That's convenient.
Where are you going? I'll say it.
Gave me a lot of courage. Five Guys is so overhyped.
Oh.
And I think... and this is the honest truth.
He's crying.
I would rather go to McDonald's than Five Guys.
That's crazy.
Oh, for a burger?
That's just...
yes.
That's just stupid.
I refuse.
I don't remember the last time I got a burger from McDonald's.
The price to the burger... enjoyment
it's worth
just
it.
Not there for me.
It's worth it.
What? I don't think it is.
The fries are definitely worth it.
The fries? I'll give that to you. I can give that to you. And here's me giving it to you.
And honestly, I would pick Wendy's over McDonald's.
I would pick Wendy's over McDonald's every day. Value burger, bro, is Wendy's.
Yeah.
In Wendy's
same.
Value burger. Dude.
So here's
good.
The thing. Here's the thing as well. In my neck of the woods, no Wendy's. Very limited options. I don't have Chick-fil-A. I don't have Wendy's. We just got a Taco Bell. I don't have KFC. I don't have a lot. And Five Guys just doesn't do it for bang for buck for me.
Five Guys is expensive.
I'll speak my mind.
It's probably got to be the most expensive. Yeah, for sure. By far.
It's like $12.
But we were talking a double for burger. There was two categories, and there was a best burger category, and then there was a
best value.
What is your best value burger?
It's probably Wendy's.
I like the Wendy's burger.
What, you?
I don't get burgers unless I go to a place like Five Guys or Shake Shack or Red Robin, who is very fucking good too. I like Red Robin a lot.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had a burger with? Well, no, you haven't, but a burger with an egg on it?
Yeah, the Red Robin burger. God. It's okay.
It's great, bro.
It's okay. I get the smokehouse burger from Red Robin. That shit's gas.
What is it?
It's like a spicy barbecue sauce and crispy onions and something else. It's pretty good.
Sounds good.
Dude. It's got something else on there, too. I think it has like an onion ring on there or something. Like,
yeah.
Some good shit, dude.
I will say that I'd really like the charcoal flavor that Burger King has, but they're not worth it.
Burger King's burgers are pretty good.
They're okay.
Yeah, but they're a tier below Wendy's for me.
Yeah.
And then I think McDonald's burgers are won't even bother.
Okay, I said McDonald's burger, but I'm not going to McDonald's to order a burger. If I were to get a burger at McDonald's, it's going to be a Big Mac. And that's cheating.
I'm getting
a lot
pounder.
Of other stuff on there.
So yeah, I get a double quarter pounder.
If I'm going to McDonald's, I'm getting two McChickens and a 10-piece nugget.
The Mac sauce is a cheat code. The Mac sauce is a cheat code. A
little bit, yeah.
That's what makes the burger good. There's never been an instance where I go to McDonald's to get a burger. I will say that.
I love their double cheeseburger, though. The onions.
Yeah, you know what I haven't had in a while that's really fucking good? Wawa Glizzy. Oh. Wawa Glizzy.
Oh, dude, I'm not going to lie. I don't like Wawa.
You don't like the Wawa hot dog?
I think they're
gross.
I
know you like a Wawa hot dog.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Any wiener is gullet.
You've never had one?
I got to say, first of all, Wawa's...
The thick one, the real thick...
I'm about to say some crazy shit.
No. I'm about to shake your hand.
Wawa's food is overrated as hell, dude.
Shake my hand. Shake my fucking hand.
It's just easy.
It's because we've been eating it for so long, and it's really easy to stop.
Oh, shit! I'll give them credit, though.
My bad. Go ahead.
I'll give them credit. I know you don't like hoagies.
No,
Their sandwiches are not bad.
Their sandwiches are not bad, but their hot food is mostly bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's expensive as hell.
It is expensive. Also,
it's gotten expensive.
Dude, yeah. I want to bring this up because I stop at Wawa on the way home from work all the time, and I just grab like a snack or something for me and my girlfriend, bro. My girlfriend went to the grocery store and got four Ben and Jerry's ice creams for $12. One of those at Wawa is $8. Yeah. It's $8 where I live.
Ain't that crazy?
It's insane.
It's $7.99. And they're never on sale.
No, dude. I know what you're saying.
That was crushing.
Four for 12 is a good deal for Ben and Jerry's.
That's crazy.
That's a good deal.
It was a crazy deal. She came home and I was like, why did you buy so many? I'm like, when are we gonna eat? She was like, four for 12. Like,
you're pretty much losing money. You're pretty much losing money.
Dude, I was gonna lose it.
Don't buy it. Like that shit.
Actually,
that's such a good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anybody have other wings or?
That was a lot.
That was a pretty.
That
good
was a big
one.
Wing. That was good. Yeah.
I am a little upset that these guys don't fuck with the Wawa hot dog. That shit's so good.
I'll go try it right now.
I know you'll like it. I know you'll like it. Get the thick one.
Here's my wing. Here's my wing.
I guarantee you that hot dog is not kosher.
Here's my wing. I don't fuck with a hot dog if it's not off the grill.
Mm.
Oh, you don't like the roller hot dogs?
Roller hot dog, I love disgusting.
A roller hot dog.
Wawa hot dog, mm-mm.
I love a
dirty
hot dog.
Dirty water dog, fuck no, that's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Fresh off the grill with the little black fucking grill marks
like
on there.
That.
Yeah.
I'm not eating it now. If it's not that.
I like a roller.
See, I like
if you boil a hot dog, you need to be in an institution.
I like
only serve those at institutions, bro.
Literally prison, dude.
They don't
school. You need to be locked up.
School, high school.
If you need to be locked up if you eat a boiled hot dog
at home willingly.
Anywhere. No, anywhere. I don't care where you're at. I don't want no New York street side dirty dog. I don't want it.
the Bills agree to terms with quarterback Mitch Trubisky.
Nice.
What?
New
backup
alert.
So I like Mac and Frank.
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
I don't. Dude, I don't.
No.
What?
No. Oh yeah.
I'm not a hater.
All right. Anyway, you can't. You can't eat a Mac and Frank with a grilled hot dog.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's just not the right thing to do, man.
What do you do? Microwave the hot dog?
No.
I guess he's gonna boil it, but you're gonna.
No. I put it on the stove.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What, in like a pan?
Yeah.
Isn't that? Never mind.
It's not the same as grilling.
It's.
No,
close.
No, it's not the same.
Grilling
it's
is on an open flame.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I'll microwave a wiener.
Same.
Dude.
Easy.
No.
When
best
it gets
wiener.
That, right, that
wait.
Bubble.
Dude, my buddy, dude, my buddy will scramble his eggs and put them in the fucking microwave, and I tear him apart. He'll do it at fucking work, bro, and it drives me nuts. It is fucking foul, dude. Thank you for agreeing with me. He swears by it.
Hey, at least he doesn't mix his eggs in the pan.
Oh, God.
He makes them in his little fucking bowl, and he puts them in the microwave, dude, and it cooks.
How's it
them.
Look?
They're eggs, but I don't trust it.
I'd give it a shot,
bro.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to stop nuking food.
A grilled wiener is definitely the go-to for, I would say, most people.
It's not the go-to. It's the only way.
Two?
It's not the only way.
How do you guys feel about people that cut their wieners down the middle?
You
know what I'm talking about?
It cooks faster. That's all I'm going to say.
It cooks faster, but it gives you a little pocket.
It doesn't change
the
taste.
Pocket for sauce, just like that. But the bun is for that.
It's efficient. You get a little pocket, a little topping. It's not for me.
What's your topping?
Nothing.
Really? You're just saying
I'm raw dogging.
Oh, what's your topping for?
I'll raw dog it, but I not gonna lie, chili cheese.
Oh,
dog.
Yeah,
pretty
I like
good,
that,
yeah.
But that's not usually there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you're at like someone's barbecue, that's usually not there. You know?
Yeah. No one's like, you want to try
but,
my
hold
chili
on.
Cheese?
Hold on. Yeah,
you might.
Hold on.
You
shake
might.
My hand. Shake my hand. There's one above the rest.
What are we talking about? Toppings?
Oh, this guy knows what I'm talking about.
Toppings?
No.
Where are we going?
No, you silly man. Corn dog.
Oh!
He didn't know what you were talking about.
Yes, he did. That's why I shook his hand.
Then why did he look so surprised?
Corn dogs are fire.
Can you put those on the grill?
Wait. How do they cook the corn? The dog in the middle?
It's different.
They do not grill that shit.
It's different. It's the cornbread. No, listen, the cornbread sucks up the nasty juices you get any
it's
other
not
way.
Nasty. It's not nasty.
I'm fucking heavy with a corn dog.
If you're not drinking the hot dog water after you boil your wiener,
I'm going to throw up. I'm
like,
going to throw up if you keep talking. I'm going to throw up if you keep talking.
Do we have other wings?
No, I don't. I just asked their opinion on Wawa Glizzies. And
dude. They're not
they
it. That's where I'm at.
I don't think they've had
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it. I'm going to microwave it.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It's all right. You guys
I don't think you're going to like it.
I'm going to microwave
that's
my chicken.
How about that? That's your homework.
Huh?
Have a Wawa Glizzy.
Have a Wawa Glizzy and tell
tomorrow.
Us how it is.
And put some eggs in the microwave.
Have it tomorrow.
You have a lot of homework, Sean.
Eggs in the microwave.
And Wawa
mix
Wawa
my
Glizzy
eggs in the pan.
And to pimp a butterfly.
To pimp the butterflies.
While you're doing all of this at the same time.
Oh, it's going to be a busy morning.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have to like leave work early or something and get this shit started.
Well, good thing I work here.
Okay, cool.
Yabba dabba.
All right, let's move on. We got a new game. Again.
Another new game.
Because last week was a failure.
It just took too long.
It was just a mess and a half.
I forget the whiskey.
And I have no idea if this is going to be any better. So, we're calling this the matchup.
Okay.
I'm going to give you five people.
Okay.
You guys work together.
Angelina Jolie. Mike Tyson.
You guys work together again.
Blue's Clues.
Yeah. All right, so basically I got five people within the sports community.
They? Within the sports community.
Within the sports community. And I'm going to give you five quotes. You have to match the quote to the person.
What
oh,
the
holy.
And we're going to do something. Okay. If you want one of the answers, someone has to take a shot.
Okay.
If you don't get three, you all have to
I'm
take shots.
I'm not doing tequila again.
Okay.
That's
I
fine.
Drink
you can
that sauce over there before tequila.
Okay.
All right. So, here are the five players or people.
Hold
right.
on. Hold on. Let me give a little speech to my boys here so we can listen. Gentlemen.
You're locking in.
I see the options over there. And I, Sean's a black hole. He puts anything in his gullet. But the one thing I know he does not like, that's olives. And that's over there.
So I did it.
Lock in.
Lock in.
Lock in. We need to fuck this guy.
I'm locked in.
Lock the fuck in.
You gotta eat.
Lock in.
That whole jar of olives. If we get all five. All
right. All right.
That's fair.
Start it off.
Right, yeah.
All right, five players, people, whatever. Y'all are
player people.
We got Vince Lombardi, Ric Flair,
okay,
Shaquille O'Neal, John Madden, and Jerry Rice.
This might be a little harder than I thought.
Yeah, but this
I was
is
hoping for bigger characters.
Give me that list again.
Vince Lombardi, Ric Flair, Shaquille O'Neal, John Madden, and Jerry Rice.
I was hoping
I'm praying for three
guys, like where like you would have like you have a famous quote that you could pinpoint. You know, that's right, what I was hoping for. But if I don't think it's headed that way.
He better say one of these quotes is. Woo!
He better, dude. That would be Shaq.
All right. Hold on one sec. Scuba dooby doo.
They're all old guys.
They are all pretty
help.
Old.
They all have the same
one. Two of them are dead.
All right, number one.
Hey, watch your mouth, woman.
Shaq. Shaq is here in the building.
All right, number one. Excellence is not a single act, but a habit. You are what you do repeatedly.
I know that one.
You do?
You know that one?
Yeah.
I'll let him cook. I trust
are you going to talk
you,
to your
who
teammates?
Who do you think it is?
Right. I'm almost positive that it is Vince Lombardi.
That sounds...
Because there are fucking canvas posters at my work near the break room. And I'm almost positive one of them is that.
And it's Vince Lombardi. Hell yeah.
Let's roll
dude.
With it.
I believe him, dude.
I am almost positive.
Him. I'm riding with that.
You look
but
scared.
Don't lock in yet. We're not locked in, right? We're not like locked
no,
in.
No, no.
Because we
scared,
can change
Sean.
In the end, right?
I am. All right, number two.
No answer. Cool.
Wait, what? Sorry.
We're not like.
No, you lock in at the end. You lock in at the end.
Just making sure that we're not. Yeah.
Number two, the fewer rules a coach has, the fewer rules there are to break.
Sounds like John Madden.
That John Madden was a coach.
He was Lombardi a coach? He was, right?
No? Yeah, but we already locked Vince.
Okay. So, and where are the other ones? Ric Flair and Shaq? Yeah, that's
there's
got
three
to be
one other.
Three more.
Ric Flair, Shaq, and who?
But that could be a player saying that about their coach. And the only other person I see that could
Jerry
say
Rice.
That would be Jerry Rice. But I like John Madden.
All right, number three. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is.
That might be John Madden, too.
Winning isn't everything. I don't want to lock anything for that yet.
Yeah.
All right, number four. To be the man, you have to beat the man.
That's Shaq, bro.
I don't know. I feel like that could be Ric Flair.
You think so?
Yeah.
That could be Ric Flair. Soft Ric Flair. Do like a light,
decent Ric Flair.
All right, give us the last one.
I feel like I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that.
That feels like Shaq.
It's either Shaq or Ric Flair, dude.
What about Jerry Rice?
I don't know Jerry like that.
For real.
We don't go back like that.
He's the oddball.
I got oddballs.
Is there one more?
No, that's it.
That was it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're confident
what was
on
number
the...
three?
Number three is winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Remember, if you want one of the answers, you have to take a shot.
Dude, in the start... All right,
listen, Merc. This is a very process of elimination, and you haven't taken a shot yet. And I took the shot last
that's
week.
That's fine. I understand. I would appreciate. I understand.
I would appreciate your contribution because I need to see this fucker eat some olives.
I'm sure. Can I do the lemon juice?
But no, you have to do an alcoholic
Why
shot.
Why can't I do the lemon juice? Then you have to do an alcoholic shot.
Whoa!
Oh!
All right, fine.
Like wait.
Give me the lemon juice.
Wait. On the wait. Spot. Breaking news.
See, I was going to squirt it in my mouth. It's got a squirt nozzle. I thought that would
guys,
be funny.
I don't know if you know this. Sean broke. Sean drank.
When?
You literally were on FaceTime with us, bro.
Oh, and yeah.
He drank. Yeah. He broke.
I did one day, but I'm back.
No, it's for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking one for the team.
Yeah, I hope you make that face.
Thank you, soldier. Wait, wait, which one are we...
Well, he has to drink it first.
What do we get?
He has to drink it first.
Well, what do we get?
You get to pick a quote, and I give you the answer.
Okay.
Oh, we just get an answer?
Yeah.
Oh,
perfect. Can I do a test sip?
No, 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 dude.
I just want to see what I'm getting myself into.
Come on.
You got it, you got it. You're good.
Whoa, I heard a big air pocket in it. Ooh.
Ooh. We're there, baby.
All right.
All right.
I think we're there. All right. Can we get the quotes again?
You want all of them?
We want the last one, right?
What was the last quote?
The last quote was, "I feel like I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that."
Not that one.
I think we want
the
winning one. The winning.
Which one? What?
I don't know.
You got to decide. You're a team.
The winning one?
What is it? The winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think we want
that's
that.
That's fine.
Sure.
Okay, that would be Vince Lombardi.
Oh, fuck.
Thank God. Thank God.
The whole thing.
Well, we needed that one. We needed that one more than we even knew, dude.
All right, so you have to get two more.
This is bad.
So,
two more.
The excellence one is fucked now.
Excellence is not a single act, but a habit. You are what you do repeatedly.
That could be Jerry Rice. The thing with John Madden is, I don't know if you guys played Madden 23, I think it is, but it's like the John Madden like edition or whatever, like where he's on, where he is on the cover.
No, that's right. That's 25. But it came out in like 2013.
Wasn't that like Madden?
No, it was the year that John Madden died or something like that. It was like 2 years ago or something like that, where John Madden was the cover.
What did you say?
Because I played it. He so
I'm John Madden
throughout. I'm dead. No, but throughout the menus, he gives quotes, and I'm trying to think of the quote, like of what sounds like him, and I don't know if any of these quotes are in the menus of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like he'll start talking and shit.
Bro, I'm telling you, the one about being the best is definitely Shaq, bro.
We have it as Shaq.
That's
no,
all
you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Did he just give us an answer?
Shit!
He just gave us an answer.
We already had that one, dude.
Well, you don't know what it is still.
But it's not Shaq.
No, it was Shaq, I thought. He said.
He just said, no, you don't.
I don't know what I said. I blacked out.
Fuck.
I thought he meant it is Shaq. I think he meant it is Shaq.
This is stressing me out.
It should be.
We are so fucked.
Do I need to take a shot?
I would appreciate it if you did.
Dude.
This is it, though. You can only do two. Because if you do three, then it's over. You win.
Yeah, that's the point.
There's five guesses.
Yeah, but you have to get three or more.
Oh, okay.
What if we can't get fucking one of those.
Take a shot.
And then you all take shots?
This guy out with some lemon.
What do you want a shot of?
I don't know, bro.
You want alcohol, non-alcohol, hot sauce,
it's gotta be alcohol,
beef?
I guess, right? I don't
it doesn't
fucking,
have to be
I don't
alcohol.
Want just hot sauce.
I just did lemon.
I could just do lemon?
I guess so, if this freaking guy does.
Whatever, bro. Give me lemon and I'll take a little bit of tequila.
Oh, all right. What the heck?
No more lemon juice next week.
No, all right. Wait. Mostly, no. That's not. I want the lemon juice for next week. Do tequila and a little bit.
No,
of lemon
nobody
juice.
Gets back lemon juice next week.
What right, the we'll fuck do you mean?
That's fine.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gonna be gone.
Why was it down here to begin with?
Then just fucking give me all
it
of
was
it.
Down here.
Give me all of it.
Whoa.
What?
Give me all of it.
It was down all here in case lemon? He had to drink. It was down here in case he had to drink.
He's getting it all over.
I'm bringing my own bottle next week, dude. I'm bringing my own bottle.
You better remember to do that, because this ain't going to be
here.
I'll bring my own bottle.
I got
some in the fridge.
Yeah.
Like cheese a rat. It's too easy. It comes easy
yes.
to me.
Yes. It comes easy.
All right, what do you want?
Cheese a rat, baby.
What do you want?
All right, what are the quotes we got?
So you got...
We have Vince Lombardi.
Yes, you got Vince. You've got the excellence is not a single, or you don't have it. Excellence is not a single act, but a habit. You are what you do repeatedly. And then you got the fewer roles as a coach I'm sorry, the fewer rules a coach has, the fewer rules there are to break. You got to be the man, you have to beat the man, and then I feel like I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that. Which one would you like?
What was the first one again?
Excellence. Excellence is not a single act, but a habit. You are you do repeatedly. Okay. That's that locking one. In that one?
Yeah.
That would be Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, fuck, man. This is just...
You need one more.
So now we just got to clutch up.
All right.
We just have to clutch up.
So what are the ones that we have left to guess on?
We have to be the best. You need to beat the best.
Yep. No, well, to be the man, it's the same thing. To be the man, you have to beat the man.
Then Ric Flair. We have Ric Flair as to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Right.
And then the rules thing is for John Madden.
Yeah.
You have three. Three quotes left.
And then the other one is Jerry Rice.
Yeah. Jerry Rice is to be the man, you need to beat the man. Ric Flair. To be the best, you need to beat the best. Ric Flair is to be the man, you need to beat the man.
That's not how it is. But
all right, it's the same.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yep.
And the rules thing is John Madden, and we have Vince Lombardi, and we have Shaq locked in already. Do we want to lock these gentlemen?
Fuck it.
We're going to be fucking drinking.
Yeah.
Let's just lock.
Lock it.
All right, so you're locking.
Just you go through, and I'll tell you if we have it.
All right, the fewer rules a coach has, the fewer rules there are to break.
Mm-hmm. We have John Madden.
That's right.
We're in, baby!
Alright.
To be the man, you have to beat the man.
Ric Flair.
That is correct.
Oh. We won. We went 5 for 5.
Yeah. Yes! 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 Drink! Yes! Olive! Yes!
Oh, boy.
Give him those olives.
Rev up those fryers!
Put it in a shot glass. Yeah. Two olives and some juice.
So two olives?
So you hate olives? Upon.
That fills a shot glass.
Can I cook it?
I'll just do all olive juice.
You need to eat an olive.
There's remnants in there, dog.
I'll give you half olive, half juice, half one olive.
All right, I'll do one.
Envy you.
One olive, cut it half in juice.
We're going to cut it in half?
No, I'm just going to swallow it without chewing, I think.
No, no, no. What?
What?
You're cheating the system.
Oh, there's no middle.
Ew.
It's fine.
Oh! Boy, oh boy, that squirted on me.
Isaiah, what are you doing? Get a new one, dude.
Give that one. Give
I'm not going to put it back.
Give that one to Isaiah.
I'm not doing that.
Isaiah, take this.
Bro.
Eat this. This is the body of Christ.
I didn't realize how much he hated olives.
Dude, if Adam Silver was here, he'd eat that.
What is your... What's your gripe with olives?
I don't like how they look.
What?
What about how they feel?
What
here.
Are olives?
I don't want to touch it.
What is an olive?
I don't want to touch it.
It comes out of the ground.
I'm good.
Can you give it a squeeze?
I didn't know that.
Bro, you're eating them.
Oh, no shot. He just licked his finger.
Dude, the hardest part is going to be getting it to not
this
spill.
This guy does not like it at all.
Can I have a cup?
No. Can I
have not a mine.
Serviceable?
Yours is empty, bro.
Come on, man. Keeping it that way.
Oh,
that is going to be disgusting.
Oh, I feel like...
I need like one chew out. I said half, to be honest.
I feel like Shrek in his swamp.
I don't even want to hear this.
God damn it.
You can put a little hot sauce in there if you want to.
Might as well, right?
That'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah, you think?
No, yeah.
You like olives?
I said half the glass for the juice.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have all of it.
Okay. That's enough. You're going to waste the olive flavor.
Oh, of course. Why would I want
to
do that?
He's trying to mask.
Why would I want to do that?
Take Isaiah's straw and mix that a little.
Isaiah, can I take your straw?
Why don't you eat the straw, too? It's paper.
It's paper.
Is this your last straw?
Oh, dude.
It's yours.
It is now.
He's going to have a stroke after that. Don't put that in anybody's direction. Put it right in the fucking cup in front of you, you sicko.
You don't like olives either?
Hey, is that diet?
Diet Dr. Kelp.
All right, here he goes.
Cheers.
Up.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Let me get a chew out of that olive, too. Don't swallow it whole. Oh, no.
That's valid.
Oh, we've actually got a reaction out of him.
That's pretty foul.
I've never seen him have a reaction. He always... He's all...
Oh, I didn't like that noise. Go ahead, put it down, baby.
I just want to keep chilling.
What?
I just want to keep doing it.
Ew. Okay, so the liquid's down. Is that another one of you looking at you, bro?
I feel bad, dude. I feel so bad.
I did this to myself.
Why did you bring those downstairs?
Because he needed an actual punishment.
Oh my god. It's down. Congrats. And I'm out.
It's crazy that, like, the 1 week he's the only one to drink is the week he brings down olives.
Wait, you drank?
Yeah, my gosh.
Alright, cheers. That was so good. Thank you guys for that. I really appreciate that.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
It fell out of my pocket. Alright.
Much earlier.
Y'all ready to cash out, or how we doing?
After that, yeah.
Another round? Olive?
I'm good. No olives for me.
Let me olive you a question.
I'm gonna olive back home.
Oh.
I live back home, so.
I love you. I love you. All right, you got. Can I get some money, please? Like, we're gonna go out of business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all out.
Can y'all just a little bit of help?
Put it on my tab.
That's mine.
Oh, that's weird.
All right. Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at @thepub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.